The NYPD this morning says it is monitoring after a terror attack inside a Catholic church in Nice, France. Let's go live overseas to correspondent Tom Rivers monitoring this morning from London. Tom, can you give us the latest details on this deadly stabbing?
Yeah, Bridget, stabbing, three individuals dead in Nice. This is about a half mile away. Think back to 4.5 years ago, the trunk attack in Nice, which killed 87. This particular one is the Notre Dame Basilica. Three individuals stabbed inside the church. Two died inside. One staggered out and died just shortly thereafter on the street. Police quickly on the scene, wounding the suspect, who is now being treated and being questioned. And again, it's the third attack of its kind, Bridget, in the past couple of weeks. Ongoing, as we speak, a trial of alleged accomplices to the Charlie Hebdo attackers, going back about 5.5 years, going on right now. So authorities in France were worried, concerned, that there could be some kind of attacks of this nature again in France, and we're seeing that sadly being played out before our very eyes.
And Tom, it seems another attack was thwarted in Avignon, France, I guess about 3 hours or so from Nice?
Yeah, down in the south side, individuals shouting again, Allah Akbar, with a handgun. In this particular case, authorities tried to apprehend him. Warning shots fired, a flash projectile sent as well, but to no avail. The assailant was shot and killed there. So, yes, this stuff is, it may be very, very limited, but we're seeing this with some frequency now back in France, back the epicenter, if you will, of the terror attacks going back maybe 5.5 years ago.
And the prime minister increased the alert level to emergency. Tom, for practical purposes, what does that mean for French citizens?
Yeah, you think back to Charlie Hebdo, you think back to the attacks in November, coming up on the 5th anniversary of the Bataclan. It meant covering those stories that you see more cops. Every cop was out on a street corner somewhere. All the leave was canceled. And you're seeing that in primary locations backing up. Streets further away from the main drag, you had soldiers protecting buildings like museums, that sort of thing, tourist facilities. We're going to be seeing more of that, I think, in France. And certainly in the coming days and weeks, we'll see if this trends out or if it spikes up. And, of course, under the backdrop as well of the second wave COVID-19, if you will, resurgence in Europe, it is, you're fighting two demons, if you will, at the same time.
Yeah, that lockdown in France supposed to go into effect tomorrow or over there. Is it already in effect, Tom?
Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up in France tomorrow, 28 days. Germany has kicked theirs off on Wednesday. Ireland kicked theirs 6-week one off last week. The UK has a regional approach, which isn't firing on all cylinders. So many of the scientific experts say probably we're going to be having a national lockdown in the UK in the not-too-distant future as well.
All right. Live from London, covering it all. A lot of developments overseas this morning. Correspondent Tom Rivers, we thank you.
Take care.